Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker, Janet Thornburg. My internet screen name is Daisy. Contact information is Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, at keen.com/Daisy644478. For readings and for prayers, you can reach me at Janet Thornburg on Facebook. And the call-in number today for today's show is 646-378-1297. And our show is designed to help us to manage stress, which we at least need to manage it. And once you manage it, you can eliminate it. And understand cycles, which are the feasts, that when you get blessings, extra, but they're appointed times, moedims, they're called in Hebrew. And those cycles help us to promote better living because of the spiritual aspects. There are seven of them, but the three most important ones are Pentecost, Passover, and Feast of Tabernacles. Those are really the real strong ones that carry a lot of blessings. Our highest destiny is what God ordained for us, and to reach that, we have to master ourselves, and we have to learn to be present to the moment, not react. Emotional center will push you into reacting. I saw a cute saying on the news where somebody said, wait 2 hours before you send that text or that email when you're fired up. So, and, you know, actually that's very good information, very good knowledge to have. The war is not between flesh and blood, but it's spiritual wickedness in high places, and we are certainly seeing that. Things are being revealed, and that's going to go on till 2025 because of the placement of Pisces in its ruling sign, so of Neptune. So we're gonna see that, and Neptune has a lot to do with things that are hidden. So we're going to be seeing that till 2025. And lately, we've had some very positive placements, even though we're under a Mercury retrograde. The stars over Mother's Day weekend, the planet Mercury passed between the Earth and the Sun, approximately 106,000 miles per hour. And the last time that occurred was in 2006. And will not happen again until 2019. NASA says it happens 12 times a century. Now, Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, has been affecting us since the beginning of the year, but it was retrograde. Now it's direct. So we're going to get the full positive aspects of that planet. And it had a very positive aspect with the Sun. And this is the planet of good fortune. And now that it's gone direct, we will see full capacity in our lives. So hallelujah to that. And just a couple of days before Mother's Day, during that week, there was awesome planetary aspects, all ushering in positive energy for those who receive it. You know, the key is to be able to receive things and be able to receive. So we're going to have some major lucky breakthroughs that's going to happen, and basically that's what our show's based on today, positive aspects that will help you in your journey here. And again, that call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. Heavenly Father, Father our God who created the universe, we open our hearts and our minds to you today for your divine guidance. We praise you for Jesus, for your angels, and your Holy Spirit. We ask you to guide us to our highest destiny and give me the wisdom for each and every caller in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay, so we want to operate at our full capacity, and we want to live our life as God wants us to live it. But, you know, sometimes we're our own worst enemies, and we need to get out of the way. Here's a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, and for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven or even eight, for you do not know what calamity may happen on the earth. So you see, God tells us that things are going to happen on the earth. And Jesus told us, in this world you'll have trouble, but to be of good cheer, in other words, don't let it get you down. And remember that God is not mad at us. Jesus fulfilled all the wrath of the Old Testament on the cross. God has nothing but love for you. And he doesn't condemn us. He builds us up, and we need to stop beating ourselves up. We need to stop listening to that spirit of condemnation, which will bring you down. And we need to stop thinking and saying that we can't believe in spiritual things, because that's what stops our the blockage when we look at our circumstances, the pain of it, and just dwell on that and feed our mind with the thoughts that we can't have something, or we're stuck in something, or that it's not cynicism and skepticism. It's just filled in our world today. We need to stop the habit of questioning and doubting the possibility of spiritual things. We are a spirit. We possess a soul, and we live in a body. Your spirit is perfect, and when you accepted Jesus and became born again, all things that you need for this life to achieve your highest destiny have been deposited in your spirit. And how do you access it? By faith. So we got to stop doubting the possibility of spiritual things. Romans 4:22, happy is the person who does not condemn themselves. And that is a tool of the enemy, is to bring up everything bad you've ever done, thought, word, deed, and remind you of it and try to bring you down. And that's what we need to do when we take thoughts captive. We take every thought captive. Okay, and you fill it with positive thoughts. I recommended many, many times the Revolutionary 40-Day Fast from Wrong Thinking by Pastor Gregory Dickow, who is centered in Chicago. And it's a brilliant way of doing it, because you're speaking blessings over yourselves, which tells us in Leviticus we should do. We should speak blessings over our lives and over our children instead of focusing on the terrible things. We're going to start taking calls now. God bless you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
It's Linda. Me, Linda.
Hi, Linda. I'm programmed to get rid of blockages today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready and able, but I'm not totally prepared for my future employment, and that's my greatest need right now. And it's
okay.
My greatest want, you know, to achieve a certain goal. And I have a goal in mind, and I'm working on it, and I'm wondering if I am in the right direction for my future.
All right. Well, I'm using the karma cards, because they're good at picking up what we may be feeding our mind that are blocking us from our good, because everything begins with a thought. You know, you can't be tempted by anything that you don't first think about first. And everything begins with a thought. So the thoughts are very important. And how do we overcome our thoughts? With what we speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you speak positive energy over yourself, you're going to create positive energy.
I am. I'm working on it. When people say negative things to me, I just look at them and go, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're an unusual example. You're an unusual example right now, and but you're through this example, what you're going through and what you're experiencing, you're going to be able to help other people in the future. It's going to help develop personal power in you. You're going to start understanding mysteries in life. There's a major change and an unexpected change that is about to come. So what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for you to have faith. Do not indulge in worry, and now is the time for things to happen for you. Wow. Like I said, we had we had these planetary aspects that are ushering in good things. And if you remember, I think on my first show in January, I told people the theme for this year in 2016 is letting go of the past, things that are negative,
yeah.
letting go of things that are not productive in our life, and ushering in what God has for us, because he's ushering it in. And so there's a real good change, and it says it's going to happen this month. And also a really good aspect showing that you're going to be quite settled in the month of June.
Okay.
Yay.
Can I get a little more specific before I go? I'm
sure.
Redirecting my resume into assisted living facility and resource department.
Okay.
Does that hit a nail, or am I going in the wrong direction? I feel very strong about it, so that's why I want to confirm.
Actually, my first card is strength, so this is an area that where you're going to be strengthened.
It is my strength.
Right now in the present, you are just a little bit, you know, nervous about whether you're, you know, you don't want to make the wrong decision. But actually, you're going to be teaching in the future, and this is your next step up.
Okay.
Also, it says a good man's coming into your life.
Yes.
Bonus.
I know.
Okay.
I welcome it.
Good.
I welcome any happiness that God wants to give me. I'm very
just
pleased.
Remember what
the
Spirit of the Lord said, that you're a special example. And so you're going to help people that are where you're at right now, but you're going to be able to show them how you got through it.
Okay. I gotcha. I know it, just what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and
thank you
for calling.
Thank you for the show. You have a good day.
You're welcome,
Bye-bye.
Honey. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. Our next caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Janet.
Good afternoon.
I would like some help with some blockages, please.
Okay. Yeah, I'm programmed for that today.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Thank you. I always appreciate listening to you and calling in.
Okay, there's a desire you've been waiting on for a while, and it's coming because of honesty and strength. And now what that means is being honest with someone else or being honest with yourself about something. And you're going to be strengthened by, you know, sometimes we just don't want to hear something, or we don't want to believe it, or we don't want to accept it. But you have energies coming from the universe, which is giving you that ability so that you can reach your potential. I show trouble and anxiety and all that in the passing influence line, meaning that if you were thinking that, you know, you're having anxiety or trouble about something, that is passing away. That's going.
Yes.
You have really good energy. Many thoughts are coming to you, but your awareness is becoming more in tune with what it should be. So you're going through a little transition here, but you're gonna have a different way of looking at things here, and you've got a very fast change coming up.
Wow.
You're gonna understand a lot. You're going to understand a lot.
In my personal or professional life?
Okay, let's look at that. Good question. Didn't show it, so we'll answer. That's good.
Okay, thank you, Janet.
You're welcome. Yeah, past disappointments and failures, this has to do with your personal life. And also, I see an improvement, an offer coming up in your professional life. This is a different level. It's a different level. It's more money in the bank. So that's coming up, and that's between June and July.
Okay, great. Great. That's what I'm up for my really evaluation, so that's perfect.
Okay. Well, good. We're on tune today.
No, thank you. Thank you. I
think
your
you've
help.
Had some trouble or past personal stuff that's leaving, so,
definitely.
You know. Uh-huh. And so you are finding your right counterpart. It looks like summer is really good for you.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, let's see what shows up.
Okay. It says you're having anxiety in the present line, particularly about your job and making right decisions, a little anxiety about that too. But you are going to see the results of your desires. They are coming to you. Your own personal power is going to be enhanced. You have a major change coming up. I'm going to say things are going to improve when Mercury goes direct on the 30th. On the 30th of this month. And remember, something always shows up from your past when you're about to step into your good future.
Okay.
And you've got some long-range thinking on your career, but it is going to you're going to see the manifestation or the beginning of the manifestation of putting those plans in. It looks like in the fall of the year, around September. And you need to understand the thoughts that are coming to you. Learn the wisdom of not catching thoughts captive that aren't positive. You don't want to listen to that spirit that tells you you're not good or things can't happen for you. That's not the spirit to listen to. Sorry about the coughing, allergies. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are you?
Hi, coughing. Going,
I hear
no.
You.
I know.
Yeah, it's the weather.
My allergies,
I'm having the same. Get some water?
I just took a drink. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a look at you, Vicki.
All right.
Looks to me like you're clearing away stuff. You're stirring up situations, but you're opening to new ideas, but you're like not tolerating things that you tolerated in the past. Neptune's affecting you, and it's teaching you to yield to the universe, yield to what you're thinking about, what your idea of what you want your future to look like. So you're on the right path with your thinking. I don't think you're blocking yourself at all, but you need to stay on the path that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're yielding. You're yielding to the universe pull on you, and you're opening the door And right now, your intuition is very strong.
Yeah, it is. Incredibly strong.
And you're developing your own personal power to make major changes, and you're not mm-hmm. tolerating things that aren't positive for you. And this is where you're supposed to be right now.
Yeah, I feel like I had to shed some people, kind of shed some things. There is the one person I want to ask you about really quickly.
Okay.
And to make sure he's gone. This guy that, James, this guy, this little one, and he changed his number, which I'm happy about. Believe it or not, I'm so happy because that means I will never hear from him again. That doesn't sound crazy.
Well, again, you're recognizing what problem exists for you to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this other person is not. You know, that's denial, and when we refuse to take accountability for things that happen or things that we create by our negative
mm-hmm.
thinking or negative actions, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Bible's very clear, we will reap what we sow, what you plant. If you plant seeds of hatred, you're going to grow a harvest of hatred. And and unfortunately, I have the tower.
Oh, wow.
Which is destructive relationships, destructive thoughts about women. And he's having a lot of trouble with that.
He's probably going to for a very long time. And I think sometimes it's almost, this is going to sound crazy, it's almost as if he thinks he's cursed.
Well, that's what's indicated. He's got a negative view on
mm-hmm.
On women, period. He's obviously, that's where one of the areas that we need to learn. Okay, we may not have had good mothers. That might have been the start of it. Or
yeah.
a personal one-to-one relationship. And then, you know, you can't blame humanity for the actions of one person. It's just like you can't blame a whole religion for the actions of a few people.
That's so true. Yeah, I'm glad he did that. And I'm glad. Do you think I'll hear from him again? I hope not.
Let's look at that. And in his mind, it's like it's destroyed.
Huh?
He's not handling it well. It's like it's destroyed. I keep getting the tower that he thinks it's over, you know. So
well,
he's got an emotional battle about it. But he doesn't see the solution. He doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it. Not for a while, anyway.
Good. That's a good thing. Woo, peace. Lord of peace. Okay, any other things you see for me? Possibly?
Okay. The better part of your destiny, I've got the Wheel of Fortune in the present line.
Mm-hmm.
That your luck is turning for the better. You're going to meet somebody that you're destined to meet. There's it's coming pretty quick. It's going to surprise you. It's really a good man.
Good. About time.
Yeah. An answer to our prayers, right?
Yes. But in the meantime, I can be patient. I have other things I need to do in the meantime. So, you know.
Absolutely.
I just wish people would understand that we always pray for something that we so desire. And what's crazy is that we pray for things that we don't realize we're not ready for. And God will give them to us. And then when we get them, we destroy them. Because
we're our own worst enemy,
I mean?
Sometimes. You know, but,
yeah.
you know, our path to success has a lot to do with prayer. I advocate you really want to reach your highest destiny, then you need to connect to God. You need to not listen to voices of condemnation, failure, past events that, you know, and especially our emotional center. We need to master that.
busy when we connect with prayer. That's the time to be totally open and honest with God. And I don't think people realize that you have to be open and honest with him. He can take anything you give to him. And I don't think people understand that. Sometimes we pray superficially and we don't go deep. Deep prayer is an experience that most don't get that opportunity to experience. And when you get to that place, you will understand his power. So I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know why I'm saying that. Maybe somebody needs to hear that.
I appreciate it. I want to hear other people's perspectives. That's what this show is all about. We're coming together to help each other along the path. You know, it's not easy being a human. And we're being shown how complicated people's lives can be.
Yep.
You know, we see it on TV. We see it in our workplace. We see it in our environments. And we need to recognize that we're in very difficult times. And like I said, God says any calamity can happen on the earth. But those who are connected to the Spirit and connected to their Spirit, it won't happen to us. It will not happen to us.
Yeah. And people keep in mind that when you pray with conviction. And pray with honesty and pray with sincerity, and he will answer your prayers. People have to believe, you know. And again,
God never forgets. God never, people may forget, but God never forgets any good thing you do, any prayer that you've made, any seed that you've sown. He does not forget that. And his hand is really outstretched this year of Jubilee. He wants people to, it's the best time to pray. It's the best time. This is the best time to his feast. And it says they are his feast. They're not Jewish feasts. They're not Gentile feasts. They are God's feast. And we honor him. It's just like if you love somebody, you honor them on their birthday. You honor them on their special days. Yeah. Well, we honor him on his special days. And no, one-sided relationships don't work. God looks at the motive of our heart. Yep. That's why you definitely need to be honest. Definitely.
He does. And eventually it shows itself. The situation shows itself. God reveals, you may reveal to the person who did the prayer and said, I want this type of person. Well, that type of person shows up. But were you specific in how you brought that to fruition? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, I pray for this bodybuilder, and he's going to treat me nice, and he's going to be gorgeous. But then you get the bodybuilder that's gorgeous and treats you nice, but he don't have a job. You know what I mean?
I know. Or they open their mouth and run the whole effect.
Yeah.
I understand that completely.
Or somebody who prays, I'm going to win the lotto one day, and then when I do, I'm going to do this. And God, and it says, and I know it says this in the Bible, what you do with little, I want to see what you do with little. And then whatever you bless me, I bless you with more. You know,
that's true.
So people got to get that understanding. He will give you, you can win the lotto, but what you do with what you have and who you bless with it will determine the outcome of what he gives down the road.
That's right.
So.
Well, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your sharing.
I don't know what led me to say all that, but somebody probably needed to hear that.
That's right. And you did your job. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Daisy. Have a good day.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, bye.
What I want to explain about prayer is a lot of Christians do not experience victory in their lives because they lack that important key to success, which is prayer. And contrary to common religious belief, prayer is not pleading with God. You do not have to beg God or bargain with him to act on your behalf. We don't need to do a lot of spiritual cliches. All we need to do is line up with the word. Prayer is simply communicating with God by speaking his word to him. He's always ready to perform it. You need to talk to him like you talk to your best friend and tell him things that, confess your faults, confess things that are bugging you. Just give him the truth about everything and watch the difference. And this is the year that you can reach major success in your life. So I'm going to conclude with this prayer. Father God, we praise you for the gift of your word. We praise you for the gift of your son. Praise you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, your grace, your long suffering towards humanity, your love for us, your patience, your mercy, all the love that you give to us. We praise you for the beauty of your holiness. And we ask that each and every person that called today and are listening at any time be blessed by the words that we have spoken today and the interaction and sharing that we have given. We praise you for Jesus, and in his name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'll let everybody know when the next show is, and God bless you, and thank you.